Go for it.
Hi, my name is La Morel. I am 21 years old. Today is February 20th, 2020. And I'm speaking with Akil, who is my classmate. And we're recording this interview in Orlando, Florida.
All right. So, the first question... Oh, I'm sorry. Not even the question. Let's talk about what we're actually talking about here. So... The topic of today is going to be, how do you want your funeral to go? Like the plan. Yeah, the plan on how, you know, you want it to be. Do you want it to be like a festival? You want everybody to cry? Do you want somebody to do the classic, take me, God, no, take me. Like, how do you want it to happen?
It's like, do you want a documentary style? Right. Like, you want your funeral to be, like, the final scene of your documentary?
So how are we going to do this? And today we're going to find out. Like she stated earlier, we're going to be talking with Laura. First question I do have here is, when did you first discover death? And the reason I put this in here is because we all had that moment, you know, as a kid or a young adult, where we were like, whoa. Death is a real thing. We're all gonna die. So my question to you, Laura, is when was that moment for you?
It has to be when my grandma from my dad's side passed away. I never really had that deep connection with my grandparents, mm-hmm. like some other people do. That's why I'm kind of jealous sometimes. But she was already really sick, and she was bedridden already when I had the knowledge to know
the
she
knowledge
was
sick. Knowledger.
Acknowledge the acknowledge. to know that, okay, grandmas do exist and have that mentality of thinking of other people. But when the news struck that she passed away, I literally, the first thing I did was cry.
Yeah, naturally.
In my room and say, oh, okay, so... this does happen. Because I never really had a pet growing up, so I didn't know what a pet death would do to a person. So, oh, grandma died, and that I think it was fine. She was already bedridden. It's like not a happy ending, but the best for her.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I started thinking about death. Okay, everything dies. Plants die. But it's in this eternal... circle, this process
mm-hmm.
of death and life that you just have to accept.
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with that 100%. And I know for me, I watched a movie. It was called Hotel Rwanda, and it was a movie about this country in Darfur, and people were just killing each other, like, without any remorse. And for some reason, that's when it clicked with me, and I was like, oh snap, death is a thing. And so yeah, no, it's definitely one of those things where you just kind of sit back and like think about it. And you know, I cried, and I know you just said you cried, and it was just one of those things you're like, oh snap. Well, let me ask you this, did you go to your grandma's funeral, or?
Yes. Yeah. I did go to my grandma's funeral. Mm-hmm. It was full of people.
Yeah.
Like, people I never met, people I knew from distant cousins, but it was full. It was a small funeral home, but there were like 50, 60 people that just came by, and through the day of like her, like, us showing the body in the funeral home.
Mm-hmm.
And it was impressive how everybody, even if you had a conflict with a family member, it kind of erases that through the whole grieving process.
Yeah.
Because you knew this person in connection, and you just want to grieve and remember them for what they were and what they are and mm-hmm. what they did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think funerals are a cool thing, but then there's the extreme of the funeral where it's just crying and just saying, oh, just take me, like, whatever, like, really dramatized, like it's a movie. It's like, no, it's not a movie, it's just life.
Yeah.
And like, some people think, oh, life is a movie. Might be for you, not for some people. But the idea of a funeral I really respect, Because you're just giving, you're honoring the person.
Yeah.
So you just want to honor them and not make a fool of yourself.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think there's beauty in what you just said. And it's that, like, you know, you cannot have the best relationship with some of the, your family members. And something like that, like a death. Something like a death in the family could be... it could be one of those things where it brings everybody back together. You can, it could be almost a reason to reach out to the person that, you know, you kind of broke a bond with, that you wanted to reconnect mm-hmm. with and, you know, make amends. Yeah. So, you know, obviously somebody has passed away and that's never a good thing, but, you know, there's beauty that can come out of it. Yeah.
It gets you thinking, oh, okay, one day I am going to die mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I don't want to have, like, regrets in the world. Mm-hmm. You might have some, but then you... There's also people that have the chance to fix stuff mm-hmm. within themselves and with their relationships between people, like, oh, relationships with their wife, or if you're divorced, or your kids, or whatever. And some people don't take the chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of death, that actually brings me to my next question. If you had to pick, like, the perfect way for Laura Morell to leave this world, how would that be?
Honestly, I know it's super, not like cliche or anything, but it's super, I just want to die sleeping.
You know, that's, okay, a little cliche, but like not a bad way to go in my opinion.
Because I don't want to just die of a heart attack.
Yeah, and just, like a suffering death.
I don't want to suffer. Uh-huh. I don't want to, not to disrespect anyone with a disease or something that happens, but like, cancer. My boyfriend's dad mm-hmm. died of cancer, and when my father died, he told me, hey, it's okay, and we kind of talked through it because he lost his father mm-hmm. but in a really not horrible but really scary way of losing him piece by piece so slowly mm-hmm. due to cancer. And I am grateful for that you don't have to suffer by death, but then again, when it comes to those deaths that do suffer, you say, okay, they suffered, but they don't have to suffer anymore.
Yeah, it's uh-huh.
Yeah, so I just, the simplest way, I just want to sleep. I want to tuck into bed. I want to sleep. And if some people say the afterlife is a dream, I want to stay in that dream.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me take it a step further. Do you want to be like 90 and... have like kids, and you're in your like the villa somewhere in Puerto Rico, and you're just in like nice silk sheets, and you look back on your life and you just close your eyes,
you just like, feel satisfied.
Yeah, then that's when you want to go. Or do you want to like,
and I think that sounds really good to mm-hmm. to be almost at the end of your life, acknowledge you had a great journey mm-hmm. and know that death is right there almost on your doorstep. And he or they or whatever spirit death is might take you in, just, and you just lay there.
Yeah.
I just want to see something peaceful, because I know life is so hectic, because I myself don't want to have a hectic death.
Yeah, I know. Those don't sound fun.
Yeah.
Those don't sound fun at all. Yeah. Yeah, okay. So if... like, I guess when you die, and obviously, you know, you're going to have a funeral, you're going to have all your loved ones around with you. And I know you said, you know, earlier that you wanted to be like a happy experience, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So what made you decide that you don't want people to mourn necessarily? You want people to, let's say this, what made you decide that you wanted people to mourn in a joyful way or happy way?
I think it comes from seeing a couple of funerals from my grandma's, both of my mom and dad's side grandma's dying mm-hmm. and seeing their funerals and seeing my own dad's funeral and seeing all of my family's, all the funerals that I could attend. Back to my Latin roots, I see it. That's a little bit dramatic. It's really, really sad. And I just don't want people to be sad, because there's a lot of reasons to be sad, and mm-hmm. I don't want to be one of them. Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, I died. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It might be untimely. It might be timely. But I just want people to just celebrate life. I don't want people to be like, like, and thinking about what she could have done, what she could be doing right now, what I could be doing right now, what all the things she's done. Yeah, you can celebrate what I've done. You can celebrate the person that I was. But I don't want you to be there crying, stuck in that, I don't have her here anymore.
Absolutely. I just want people,
it was her time.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very religious, but my mom is. Mm-hmm. And she's always said God has a timing for everything. And my dad died in an untimely death. Mm-hmm. Like, it was so random. It was so, like, nobody could even think about it. But then thinking about it now, it's like, okay, maybe God did have
a reason. Yeah, maybe there was a plan.
Yeah. Because maybe later on, I might realize, okay, things might have gone somewhere else if he was still here.
Yeah.
So there's always a reason.
Yeah.
But I just want people to, like, celebrate life and not only think about the person who just died or they're crying about and grieving and passing that moment of grief, but I want them to think about themselves. Mm-hmm. What they want to do. What they want to do to make their life memorable for them. Mm-hmm. Or for other people. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Definitely. And that's a really, really good goal. And I agree with everything you just said. Because, like you said, like, you don't want to leave this world and it'd be a sad time. Obviously, it's going to be a sad time. But you want people to be happy that you lived your life, you know. You were here, they got to know you, and now you're in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, it has been a pleasure, Laura. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Yeah. And, yeah, this concludes the interview. Laura Morrell. Boop. 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 There we go.
it just says boop.
Yeah, it's boop like five times.
Dude, that was really cool.